There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
Stripe Live at Jitex. We're going to be talking to Emma Brain this hour. She's been out and about. We'll be asking our usual question of, what have you seen?
Yes, we'll also be asking each other, what have you seen? Because I'm a little bit dizzy, but we'll talk about that a little bit more later.
Yeah, there's a particular reason. It's not just that she is dizzy, it is actually that she is dizzy, if that makes doesn't make any sense, but we'll get there. Let's start the program today talking to Scott Ray, who joins us here. He's the SVP for Public Key Infrastructure at Dark Matter. Scott, very nice to meet you. Good to have you with us.
Being here.
Well, let's start with the topic, which is building a dome of trust, which to me brings to mind, I don't know, The Hobbit or Tolkien or something. For some reason, it's a dark place. But the point here is, isn't it, that everything you do, you have to inculcate a sense of trust at Dark Matter. That's kind of where we start.
It is. As we move into a world where more and more of our lives are conducted online or virtually, you actually have to find those places where you can touch back to individuals, real, face-to-face, because that is a lot of where trust is engendered. It's, you know, an individual emotion. And having that trust, knowing who you're dealing with, how do we establish that? How do we propagate that? It's an important aspect of conducting business. And so as we look to conduct business, we have to find ways to ensure that as people utilize the advances in technology that are available, that they have confidence in doing so and know that as they put more and more of themselves out there online, that that data and that information is handled appropriately and that they actually get out of the online transactions that they are doing exactly what they expect.
And Scott, we talk a lot about what businesses should do and how they can protect their customers and the kinds of protection that is offered. But what can we do as consumers to stay safe and to be a bit more savvy with what we do and as you mentioned, how much information we put out there online?
Yeah, I think that the most important thing that we can do is become informed. We are in an information age and we will be at a disadvantage individually if we don't take advantage of the information that is available and our information that is available. So we actually have to take on a little bit of personal responsibility, I think, and in doing so, understand that when we interact with new ways of doing business, understand exactly how much information we may be giving away or how much benefit we can actually get from interacting with a business process in an online way versus still doing it online, because there are some things versus doing it face-to-face, because there are some things that we still want to carry out on an interpersonal basis.
I mean, this is the thing, isn't it? There's a balance to be struck, isn't there, between, for people who are not tech-savvy at all, not looking in NLT's direction at all, there's a balance to be struck between taking a personal responsibility, but also a corporate social responsibility towards customers. Where do you start with that? How do you bridge that gap in the middle there?
Yeah, so, you know, there is a saying, it takes a village to raise a child. Yeah. And we are basically all children of the information age. And so we've got to have some trust in the village. And in the village, there are typically some elders who are oracles of information, of etc. And so we need to know which ones we can trust and rely upon. And so we need to be savvy about choosing in our business transactions those entities that have expertise, that have a demonstrated capability to provide the types of services that we're looking for and maintain our security in everything that we're doing.
Well, Tim was firmly looking at me because I'm not the most tech-savvy person here. I'm not embarrassed to say it because I think, you know, you have to be realistic. And what kind of advice do you have for me? Someone who perhaps, I'm quite aware that I don't know a lot about technology, so it worries me. It worries me about doing business online. You know, there's a few places that I do shop and maybe do things like that, but beyond that, I'm a little bit frightened.
So in that instance, you know, one of the things that you are fortunate, you're here in the UAE, we have a very forward-looking and in terms of adoption of new technology, we have a leadership that is promoting that, that is also taking all the steps necessary or that they can to ensure that we have as much safety as possible. So you're fortunate that you're already within an environment that allows or is protecting your interest from an infrastructure perspective. And so setting some policies and guidelines at a national level is important, but then you should also be savvy about the types of businesses that you want to interact with. And just because something appears online, do some homework. Understand where they're from, what they do, etc., before you decide how much of yourself you want to give away.
I mean, it is very clear, isn't it? And you're right to make the point that we do have... there should be more of a sense of responsibility communicated to people. The thing here is that the digital world changes so quickly, and it's very hard, I guess, if you're not from a digitally savvy background, to keep up with it. But it's really incumbent on you to do it. You've got to do your bit.
Yeah, at the end of the day, it really does have to come back to individual responsibility. It is a village approach, right? We do have to rely on other players to help protect us as much as possible. But at the end of the day, it is something that really has to be a responsibility that we take upon ourselves. So if we want to get the most out of all the advantages that can come from conducting business online, we actually need to do a little bit of research and understand what role it is that we're playing in that, and where we can actually have some gotchas so that we can avoid them. We can't expect somebody else to take that responsibility on. Keep in mind that if there's a business that's selling goods, their objective is to sell those goods. Their objective is not necessarily to protect your information or to keep you safe. They actually, you know, their objective is to take the service or goods that they have and provide it to you. So for us, if our responsibility is we want to protect ourselves online, then we have to take the responsibility for that. And that's going to take some research for us in terms of when and who and where we conduct business with. The same as what we would do if we walked into a marketplace and there's a whole bunch of sellers selling the same type of thing. We maybe subconsciously make a decision about who we want to do business with, maybe based on the presentation that they have, based on the type of goods that they're selling. We still have to take that responsibility ourselves when we're conducting business online. And although we can't necessarily see the goods, or it might not be something that's tangible, etc., the same principles apply.
And just finally, placing trust into the mix of digital transformation is one of the key phrases of this JITEX. Just briefly outline what that means.
So at the end of the day, we trust, or the way that I define trust, is that we get what we expect, or that whoever we're dealing with acts in our best interests. Now, the approach for a lot of technologies, because we're at a JITEX show, is, hey, look, I'm going to be safe if I just buy this technology and I plug it in. But that is never the case, right? There has to be a range of things that need to be built around the technology. We have to ensure that the right policies and processes are in place for its implementation, for its management, for its governance. And we also have to understand the roles and responsibilities of the relying parties, the service providers, and us as users ourselves. So if we take those three aspects, the technology, the policies and the procedures, and the roles and responsibilities, and we understand all those, and we operate within that framework, then we actually can create an environment where trust exists between parties who may never have met before, but we can enjoy the same type of assurance in who we're dealing with at the other end of an unseen transaction, that we are dealing reliably with the entity that we expect it to be.
That's Scott Ray. He's the Senior VP for Public Key Infrastructure at Dark Matter, all about building a dome of trust, which is certainly a little bit clearer now. Scott, good to talk to you. Thank you.
Cheers.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.